Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to I Jive Urban Rich Radio with the one and the only Nikki Rich.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, dawg. I had one thing on my mind, man, and that's money. So I'ma get it.
Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these little suckers wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day. Hey, no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it. Let's make it.
Woo. Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take it.
Yeah,
it's money to be made, so let's make it. No sleep, I'm out here grinding while you resting, homie.
Nah.
Hey, yeah, I'm built with it, that's why I'm out here flexing, homie.
What?
But my motto still got over everything. And I'm still about a dollar, that'll never change.
Nah.
I let the haters hate, cause that's what haters do. Money looking right. We call that pay-per-view. Blowing money fast. Yeah, I'm throwing cash. First thing to the paper and you throwing last.
Yeah.
Thomas Tice repping. What up, KB? What it do, Pug?
What up?
What up, AB? Middle finger up, screaming, shawty, pay me.
Pay me.
Can't you see I'm rich? That's clear as AC. Yeah, yeah. Real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these little suckers wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey,
no time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it,
let's make it,
let's make it, let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
it's money to be made, so let's make it. Say you're getting paid, well then I must be loaded.
Yeah.
So much money in the house, you would've thought I stole it.
Yeah.
I done it all, named the car and I better drove it.
Yeah.
I hit the strip, couple bands, yeah, I bet I blow it. Yeah,
yeah.
When you get money, they say things change.
Things change.
On the road to riches, we ain't in the same lane. I'm getting to it, dawg, you just trying to maintain. I'm paid, but I want more money, Damon Wayne. Ain't nobody ever did it like I did it.
Nope.
Cause I'm a hustler, you can't get it how I get it.
Get it.
Money on my mind, bro, I'm tryna see the digits. They say it's money to be made, so I'ma get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk, I'm getting paid. Guess that's why these little suckers wanna hate. Yeah, and I'm getting to it every day.
Hey.
No time to waste, it's money to be made. So let's make it.
Let's make it.
Let's make it. Let's make it.
Woo.
Let's make it.
It's time to give me mine, or I'ma take.
Yeah,
it's money to be made. So let's make it.
Welcome to I Jive Urban Rich Radio. I am your host, Ms. Nikki Rich, and today, on this Thursday, we are so glad that you are listening, and we have some callers. And for those who are first-timers on the show, we have our guest call-in number, which is 1-323-580-5749. It's 1-323-580-5749. And we also have a backup number, which is 1-877-497-3968. And we are so glad we're calling for all our callers and all our guests. We have today where we're going to take out the time just to talk about Steppers Enrichment Program, INC. Steppers is a nonprofit. It was founded by me on December the 1st, and I'm so excited to talk about this because this is my passion. This, I love the radio, but working with kids in the community, it is my passion. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and I'm just so excited about that as well. And also, we have our chat lines open. So if anybody wanted to get in the chat room, they are open. And we are just so excited about today and what we will be discussing. Just to go on in our subject, we're going to talk about steppers. I know a lot of y'all say, what is steppers? How did it come about? Well, I'm going to give you a little bit background of me. Okay, I started teaching in Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools for 2005, so it's been about seven years. And I was a fifth grade teacher, third grade, and also a kindergarten teacher. And prior to that, I was also teaching different inmates because my undergrad degree in criminal justice. So I've been working with different people, helping others, and also my main thing is teaching, and I love teaching. So besides that, I was working with Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. I've done so many things as far as summer camps. I was in also in my younger years, I was in different programs such as Upper Bound, Talent Search, CAPS, if you heard of those. Some of those are TRIO programs. And that's what gave me that drive, that passion.
Because what happened with my parents, I grew up in a Christian home. My father is a preacher, and my mom, you know, she's a preacher's wife. And we didn't have too much money, but she always kept us involved in educational programs. And since seventh grade, I've been in some kind of educational program to help give us that choice to, you know, go to college or attend a technical school and to get a
trade or a skill.
But that's what motivated me and inspired me to work with the kids. And steppers is just, I'd say, a part of me as well. It's an organization that guides children in obtaining and reaching their career goals. Steppers Enrichment Program, INC, supports and provides services to enhance our youth knowledge and skills academically and personally. And
what I mean by academically and personally, I say as far as, you know, you can have your grades and everything, all that can be good. But, you know, personally, you know, it might be something you might be working on as far as your attitude. You can have good grades with a bad attitude. You can have good grades but not a team builder or a team worker. You know, that's what I mean by personally. And it can go for the opposite as far as academically. And also, I didn't get to let you know from hand, but I was born and raised in Seneca, South Carolina. It's a small town in South Carolina near Clemson, and near Clemson University, actually, as well. I graduated from the University of South Carolina, Spartanburg, now it's called Upstate, and I graduated with a B.S. in criminal justice. I later went and got my master's in at University of Phoenix, and I now I'm currently working on my PhD. I'm in my second year, and that's also in business, and I'm also in high school. But I took a month off to work with my students of the Steppers Enrichment Program, and I just took off time because I was working with kids out of Right Choice, and it's a Charlotte Mecklenburg alternative school. And Right Choice, where I was going into the different schools and just working with the kids as far as stepping. And our theme is stepping to education.
And stepping to education, meaning, I mean, yes, we're stepping, and stepping is an incentive. We want to make sure and ensure that, you know, academics come first. So if you're behaving and you on doing real well in your grades, then yes, you can step. So we would go into the schools during their PE time, and we would work and just teach them how to step. And we also have teamed up with All-Stars, and also there's another program, I would say Mirror to Steppers, and we have some major plans this summer with All-Stars, and we congratulate them because they are also doing as well as we are, and we want y'all to check them out as well. And our mission here at Steppers is dedicated to helping prepare students to develop as young leaders by excelling and succeeding in today's society, given the service and tools they need.
What we mean by tools, I know tools such as uniforms. If there are kids that cannot afford uniforms, Steppers, we will provide uniforms for those kids. So if there is none, if a child doesn't have paper, a child doesn't have a pencil, we provide all those tools that they need. And we also offer for the higher, like middle and high school, some may need vouchers for their transitioning from high school to college. We'll provide that workshop, EOG workshops. We'll provide SAT workshops. And we're just doing a lot in the community, and we're so excited about that. I mean, we're just moving on, and
we got big things going on right now. So, and the reason why I wanted to have this show today is because I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of information about Steppers Enrichment Nonprofit, because also I'm also speaking on Monday with the Rotary Club in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, at the Founders House. I'm excited about that. We're going to let them know what's going on with Steppers and what we're doing and where we're trying to go. And so we're so excited about that. And, you know, I'm just ready to just get the ball rolling with Steppers. But I see that we have some callers on the line. And I want to get to them and just talk to them for a little bit. I see we have a caller from 704-496. Okay, caller, you're talking with Nikki Rich. How are you doing?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up?
Hey, how are you? I'm awesome.
Yeah,
so tell us, who is this and where you calling from?
I'm Dodie. I'm out in the Midwest, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm in Charlotte right now doing the show at the VIP Lounge, 4205 Monroe Road.
All right, Dodie. So you're doing big things, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're calling from the, are you in, you're in Charlotte right now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So tell us a little bit, just give us a little brief about you.
Oh, man, I'm young, ambitious. Young, ambitious, ready, you know. Just ready to put a show on for the QC right now.
Okay. So where is it actually located and what time?
It's going to be at the VIP Lounge, 4205 Monroe Road, at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock tonight, you will be at the VIP Lounge, and it's 4205?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, Doug, we appreciate you calling in. We're so excited. I
Thank
heard
you.
That there's good things going on with you.
Oh, yeah. I want to thank you for letting me get your call, you know, give a shout-out to the QC.
Shout out to QC. All right.
What we're
trying to do now is we're trying to have it where we hope you come on tomorrow.
Okay. I'd love to come on.
That would be great. We've been trying to get in touch with you. Do you have contact information, a Facebook, a Twitter, where somebody can contact you while you're down here in the QC in case they wanted to come see you tonight at the VIP lounge?
Yeah, you can contact me on Facebook, DeAndre Dawson. DeAndre spelled DeAndre. Last name Dawson, DawSon.
Okay. And you said it was at 10 o'clock tonight at the VIP lounge.
Yep.
All right. And I hear you're gonna be the highlight of the night.
Yeah, that's a tough light.
Okay.
I'm trying to bring that Midwest flow to Charlotte. Let them get a feel how it is.
All right. Well, I'm so happy that you called in today. I really appreciate you calling in. Today we have been focusing on my nonprofit, which is Steppers Enrichment Program. We're really trying to get the word out. More of education. We're stepping to education, and we're really trying to get this word out of what we're doing in our community with the different schools, working with different schools and people in the community. So we're really trying to do big things, and we're excited about where we're headed. And I thank you for calling in, because I see you have your goals as well and the things you're trying to do on your end, and I commend you, and we support you here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. If you need anything, if you want to come on anytime, you know, you're welcome, and hopefully tomorrow you will be on at 6:30 tomorrow, so
okay.
We'll be looking forward for that, too.
Well, me too. Thank you for letting me get the time to talk on y'all radio station. I look forward to seeing y'all. Meeting with y'all. Y'all have a nice day.
And you do the same. All right. Thank you. And for all those guys that will be in the Charlotte area tonight, Dodie will be at VIP Lounge at 10 o'clock tonight. It's on Monroe Road. So if you're interested and contacting him, he just gave out some contact information. If you cannot find the place, I would say Google, or, you know, you can contact them. But just to move along, I'm just going to give you a little bit more about Steppers, and we thank him for calling in, because we support everybody. We support all. That's what we're here for. So we thank him again. But I want to go back to Steppers Enrichment Program to give you a little bit more. Steppers Enrichment Program, providing good service in what we do. We try to provide the best. I mean, we have the best people to volunteer. We have our best people to share their passions also with Steppers. We care about our community and, you know, the children in it. So what we try to do is invest our time and go above and beyond to provide the best support, because this is so important. I mean, I think it's important for us to go into our schools, see what's going on, in the community. A lot of people say, oh, these kids are bad, they're crazy, it wasn't like this when we were young. Okay, instead of talking about it, why don't you go into these schools, mentor during lunchtime? It doesn't take
a lot of times you could just go in there for 30 minutes, you know, maybe sit with the child. It doesn't necessarily have to, you don't necessarily have to be a parent, but if you are a parent, it's good to go and see what's going on in the schools and try to mentor a child, because it's very important. They need to know that they are cared, because sometimes some children do not get the love and caring at home. They might only get it at the school. So it's very important to have somebody know that you support them and care. I know me as an adult, I still look for support or people just to know that somebody cares. It makes me feel good. And I'm an adult, so, you know, you can imagine as a child. And, our organization understands that sustaining long-term relationships in the community.
Baby girl, you blow my mind, because you is a dime.